Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
The McNeil and Parkin Show.
Today's our feel good fast Friday.
Afternoons on the Score.
Yeah, clean and crisp. Slapping them off.
Sounds good. We're off and running on a Friday.
That is a face that just screams joy. Chris Tannehill with the first smooth musical bet of the day.
That's right.
Things are coming together, aren't they? Day three.
Day Whatever. Three, I think. Wednesday.
Day three?
Yeah. Only day three.
I saw a pack of engineers huddled in the room down the hall earlier today, going over what they've done well and what they need to keep working on. Well, we've hit a... Get the ship to the dock, fellas. Quit talking about how rough the ocean is.
Yeah, it's been interesting, for sure. It's just been an odd time around here. Came in today, there was no door to get into the studio.
I couldn't figure out how to get in here.
Yeah,
I actually called Shep, how do I get to work today? And then I saw, there's another entrance to the ninth floor.
Well, Shane sent us an email last night with the instructions
Didn't
on it.
Didn't see it.
Yeah. So the information was out there, and I just figured it out. I walked around, but it was it's odd. The place changes
it really
every day.
Is. It's a pain in the ass for my hourly smoke break, too. It winds up being a cardiovascular event, so I don't leave you waiting for me with red light time.
Well, that's counterintuitive.
Folks, put your seatbelts on. This could be a bumpy ride.
Oh, very nice. Ed Farmer quoting Margot Channing, played by the wonderful Betty Davis in the 1950 Academy Award-winning film All About Eve. It's going to be a bumpy night.
There we go.
Did you know that, too? I bet nobody knew that.
I'm not a movie guy.
No, he's not.
Yeah, I had no idea. Oh, now Tanny's just showing off, by the way. He's getting his groove back.
Watch me punch some buttons.
Anyway, it's a great film. It really is.
Everybody's so full of energy today. It's Friday. Everybody's excited about their weekend. It's one of those days when I was driving in, I'm thinking, damn it, we could do 8 hours today. I know you feel that way every day. I myself do not. But today I do. Just pockets full of thoughts. And despite what texters say, I'm sticking by my guy, Leonardo DiCaprio.
You're out of your mind.
I'm out of my mind anyway.
Well, yeah, okay. You're further out of your mind than normal. Now, again, Costigan against whatever his name, Dingham.
Dingham.
Yeah.
Staff Sergeant Dingham. He's usually a nice guy.
when he
Don't
leaves.
Judge him by this meeting alone.
when he leaves the room, it's amazing. But in this case, sure, that character. But Mark Wahlberg's a bad man
with
a temper.
I know. I go back and forth between really liking him and really wanting to see him get his face punched.
Sure.
He won me over with Ted, both Ted 1 and 2.
Of course.
He was fabulous in those films.
Brilliant.
Films.
Who fought Jock transcript? He's got some great lines.
He really does.
Oh, he sure does. Lace curtain. It's fresh in the brain. I had such a blast last night, Parkins. I went out with three high school buds, and we howled at the moon, ate a big couple of big plates of smoked meats.
Great.
Place I hope we're doing a remote from soon, Doc's Smokehouse in Dyer, Indiana. It literally is the first business, the closest business to my home.
Oh, wow.
I leave the gated trailer park, and I turn right and I turn left. It's like a par 5 and a par 3 from my house. And it's Craft 64 taps, all the best, you know, top shelf bourbons and scotches. Awesome televisions. It is a fabulous place. They have been crazily successful in their first 3 or 4 years of operation, and they would like to have the show down.
Well, let's go. What's keeping us?
No, what's keeping us is a return phone call from one of our account executives.
That's not.
To get
don't
back
tell me
in
that.
Touch with Noah.
Is it 6 o'clock yet?
Noah is. Wait, come on. We can go till 6 o'clock tomorrow morning, bitch.
Well, I mean, that wasn't necessary, but I'm available. I got a lake house to get to. But you're telling me we haven't gone on a remote, and there's no phone calls being returned from a place that wants to have us.
Well, you remember the guy who popped in our show meeting the other about 2 weeks ago, and I said, "Hey, Noah at Doc's is waiting for you."
Yeah.
He strike you as a guy who could close a deal in Vegas with a handful of 50s.
Okay. So that's what we're waiting on. Awesome. Well, at some point we'll be there in 2022. We'll do Max Retirement Show there.
Oh, you got me done in 3 years, man. No.
Well, yesterday you said, what, 4 or 5? You said 4 or 5. You say a different thing all the time. You say sometimes.
It's at least 5.
At least 5.
Yeah, with or without you. I got to keep working, man.
I understand.
I got a college tuition to pay for every year for the rest of my life with Patrick.
Of course.
He probably will never earn a dime.
Right. I understand that, but you said just earlier that you weren't going to do you didn't think that we had 5 hours every day. So I know that sometimes things are changing. You told me 5 years at the start, then you said 7 to 10, then you said 3 or 4. It depends on the day.
Depends on the vibe, I guess.
That's what I'm saying.
But it's been pretty consistently good since week 6 of the NFL season.
It's
That's
been
when
great.
The corner was turned. Week 6,
the vocal cords returned.
Yeah, well, they were returned long before then, but I wasn't fully on board until after week 6.
What happened in week 6?
Oh, I'll tell you on our year in review show.
Oh, really?
How's that for a tease?
Oh, okay.
Yeah, first year anniversary, our maniversary, if
That's
you want
right.
to call it that. I kind of like that word.
It's the maniversary?
Yeah,
sure.
Maniversary, our first maniversary coming up in Marchish.
I won Mac over 6 weeks into the football season.
That's not what I mean. Don't interpret it so negatively. I won myself over, I think.
I can't wait to learn more. Caller, I'm saying positively or negatively.
Hey, Mike Chet, he's American as the rest of us on the other side of the glass today. I'm sorry, I'm fresh out of comp Yao Ming t-shirts.
I told
today.
Mike I was going to make him a big star today, 2 o'clock.
That's, awesome.
He's got his big moment. So.
I cannot wait. So he's here
call
for a ringside
Asian
seat.
Sons, call your Asian daughters.
That audio's not being topped. Caller number 18 to the Scores contest line, 312-591-6700. You win a 4-pack of tickets to the Chicago Golf Show featuring special guest Robbie Gold today through Sunday at the Donald E. Stevens Convention Center. For tickets, go to ChicagoGolfShow.com. Jason Hayward.
How much Chinese can you speak? Just a little bit? I don't think you're fluent to it, are you? No, he's not. He's as American as you and I are, but...
It's incredible. It's just amazing. Yeah. Just so you know, Mike Chen's as American as you or I. Yeah, yeah, I know.
I have a 40-year high school reunion coming up this summer.
Oh, my God.
And it occurs to me, I haven't seen Jerry Chihara in many years. I need to find him a Yao Ming t-shirt for our reunion. Yeah.
Sure. Yeah. Why not?
And Jerry is as American as you and I are.
I believe you.
You should have a Yao Ming t-shirt.
It's incredible. This hour on The Score, also brought to you by the Chicago Golf Show, featuring special guest Robbie Gold. For tickets, again, go to ChicagoGolfShow.com. I started reading, and then I realized what I was reading, and I was already pot committed, Tanny. All right, so Tanny's open on Mike Chen in 20 minutes. Jason Hayward expected to stop by, and Max engagement level is at an 11 out of 10, so much so that he's got Leonardo DiCaprio beating up Mark Wahlberg. It's going to be fun on a Friday. Mac and Park is on The Score.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
This segment brought to you by Credit Union One, Chicagoland's credit union. Credit Union One offers competitive low-rate jumbo mortgage loans. Learn more at creditunionone.org. Equal housing opportunity, NMLS number 384759. Each account insured up to $250,000 by members' choice. This institution is not federally insured.
Wonder how many guys are now waiting for us to start reading emails sent to the Mac Yurko and Harry Show. Fabulous email bed circa 01 through 08. Oh, yeah. This one from John in Bolingbrook. I'm celebrating the anniversary of the release of my favorite Led Zeppelin album this week. Physical Graffiti was given to us in 1975 during this week. So maybe a couple of tasty beds from PG today on the Mack and Parkins Extravaganza.
Lovely. Where does it rank for you all-time albums?
It's top five.
Top
for
five?
Sure.
Wow.
Yeah. And a buddy of mine last night says, why you got to rank everything? What's with your Mount Rushmore thing on Facebook lately? I'm just stirring it up. Just having conversation. Just a community of rock and roll fans or movies fans. And I have made a decision that I'm abandoning my quest for Chicago's Mount Rushmore of classic rockers.
Well, that's a big decision.
It's going to be. It was. I've been wrestling with this for 3 weeks, Danny.
I'm glad you're okay.
I'm going to call it a Mount Halfmore because I refuse to go with three and four. There's two heads on my Mount Rushmore. It's sad. Now, with the actors and actresses from Chicago, you could probably put six, eight faces on that mountain and say, man, we need more, but not with classic rockers. So it's a Mount Halfmore for me. Ray Manzarek and Terry Kath of Chicago are the Ray Manzarek from the Doors. Those are the only two on my mountain. It's Mount Halfmore.
Okay.
Done.
You're just so, done. You're that, so at peace.
That conversation is now dead.
Okay.
Aren't
good.
You relieved?
I am so relieved. I just wanted you to find peace with it.
I am efforting a guest on the topic, though. For the next couple weeks.
Good. Okay. No, I'm just messing with you.
James Young.
Thanks for walking me through that.
James Young, JY of Styx, who shares those feelings of Styx fans who were disappointed in the 80s with the direction of the band. There was a lot of friction in the band over the way they went, and we'll see if he'll be willing to share that and talk some music and talk some sports. He does the stretch every year or every other year at Wrigley, big Chicago sports fan.
Lovely.
We'll catch up with JY soon.
That would be fantastic. It would be. Is that not genuine? It came across, hey, that's an interview for you. What's that?
What would be fantastic?
If you got to scratch an itch of something that matters a lot to you. I don't know what the hell you've been talking about for the last 2 minutes, but I'm nodding and trying to be a supportive partner. I know Led Zeppelin anniversary of an album, Mount Halfmore, Chicagoan, classic rock.
Supportive partner.
I'm following.
I give you nothing but bouquets for that. You know that.
The Hawks?
Yeah. Yes, the Hawks. Hey, man, the Hawks they might be our only shot at a good team here for a while.
They are our only shot until baseball season begins.
Well, I know, but then in baseball season, everyone's down on the Cubs right now. We might not win 90 games. White Sox fans are depressed. Had Shane and Tanny talking about the torture porn that they watched. That was the Manny Machado press conference. We'll get to that at some point.
I am completely eager to hear all of this. Just when you think the sting is waning and everybody is starting to, heal and maybe the weekend will help, there is fresh torture.
It was like Russ Cole's bunker in there from True Detective season one. Yeah. We got the video going. I'm just like, no, I don't want to look anymore.
No! Oh, yeah. Marty Hart did not want to. And, Cole told me he had to watch it all the way through to see if they took their masks
and
off.
We did.
You guys did. Good. That's a real commitment to the bit. it is. I'll give them all the credit in the world for that. But, yeah, man, so I didn't see it coming with your squad. But, maybe they'll be the best team in town for a while until Bears season.
Well, the Cubs are going to be good.
I hope so. I think so, but I don't know.
Sox will be the Sox. And we have an addition to the lineup today. Shep has landed Jack O'Callaghan, the former Blackhawk. It's the anniversary of Do You Believe in Miracles today, and Jack, a Chicago guy, was on that American squad, and we'll talk about that a little bit, talk about the Blackhawks, see what he's been up to lately. He's a lively character, good old number five.
Well, I just remember Spiegs telling me the story that was the guy who probably shut him down the hardest for any of his interview questions. When he asked him what it was like to peak at such an early age.
Yeah, it's just the way Jack Curl, and I didn't think of it that when Spiegs asked the question, I'm thinking, okay, that makes sense. A huge event when you're a 20, 21-year-old guy. And the way he reacted, I'm like, okay, now I get the reaction. Wait, I haven't had anything happen to me good since.
It's like,
a high school jock who's still sitting around the bar, chopping it up on that conference title many years ago.
I'm so happy that you love the phrase chopping it up. You used it like
favorite.
You used it 5-6 times yesterday. I'm like, hey, look, I put something into the Mactionary.
You absolutely have, and I'm going to continue to run with it because it's a very vivid description of just shooting the pieces.
Yeah, exactly. It's
chopping it up.
It's the goal of the show.
It is.
Four guys hanging out, chopping it up, guests or otherwise.
Yeah.
But that's a different version. When Shep and I, we had William Shatner on President's Day. You know, Shep asked William Shatner about what it was like to be, you know, you get this role as Captain Kirk and then you're typecast as that going forward. And typecast has a real negative connotation. And I think he meant it more as you're just known as
you're
this
Captain
character.
Kirk, you're right? Captain Despite Kirk for Boston Legal, anything else you did.
Correct. Yeah. And so that's kind of how he didn't push back as hard as it sounds like old Jack O'Callaghan did, though, on on Spiegs. You thought Shatner was pretty gentle with that one, right?
Yeah, he could have gone a lot rougher on me. Could have been a lot more ticked off on me on that one.
I think your question was totally valid.
Did he swear?
No.
He did not.
Okay.
Yeah, so we didn't. I mean, we clearly didn't do as good of a job. Yeah. He is 87.
Well, like William Shatner, you know him as Captain Kirk. Then you know him as what? Game shows and commercials years later,
and being made fun of for being Captain Kirk.
Yeah, yes,
right. Like the Comedy Central roast stuff like that.
He put me. Well, I didn't have a chance to make the call, but when I talked to William Shatner 3 years ago with Pete McMurray. He told us that he blanked his pants on the air
George
over
Brett?
Something. Yes, he had a George Brettian experience.
Oh, wow.
And if Pete didn't hit the button, I wasn't going to hit the button. I would have suffered the consequences of Captain Kirk saying on our radio show, I est my pants. Yes, I'll take that. You want to give me a week in the penalty box? You want to fine me $10,000 just to have that soundbite for 2 weeks?
His pants, he was puking, he was doing everything. Enough.
Dorts.
Captain Kirk shares.
That's great. That's fantastic.
I asked my pants last night. I'm good for it twice a year. You know, it started on the Enterprise.
Well, that'll happen, especially at that age. Jason Hayward, I find him to be one of the more interesting Cubs year in and year out. He's seems to be in a reflective mood, too, as I've read some of the stories that have come out of Cubs camp. Scheduled to join us within the next half hour. It's Mac and Park. It's on the Score.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.